Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Now, have you ever seen anything written about you on social media that you thought was out of order and you wanted to know what you could do about it? Well, I'm joined in the studio now by Steve Fallon, who's a solicitor at Newton's Solicitors. And this is the area, Steve, that you deal with. And you've had cases in the past where people have come to you and said, there's a message here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. I want it removed. What can you do? What is your answer to people in that position?
Well, that's right. We do get these calls once in a while, and it's a regrettable downside of social media, which we have to deal with. The first thing that you should do if you've seen something on social media that's untrue and you think is causing you harm is you should try and stay calm. The important thing is to avoid the temptation to fire a tweet or some other form of message back to the person who has said the thing about you, because the real risk is that in doing so you would undermine a potential claim, and you may even get yourself into trouble if you say something in response which is also untrue and harmful to them.
Really? But what if you put just, I mean, this isn't on, if you say like, take this down now, if a direct message to say that you're not happy with that, is that, I mean, that's understandable, but is that wise?
Well, you could do that, but it's just the tendency then is to get drawn into a heated debate with them, and in the course of that you may well say something which you later regret, or which if it ever went to a court might make a judge view your conduct in not in a particularly good light. So the best thing for you to do really is to just make a note of what was said and when it was said, and if you can, to print out a screenshot of the posting, including the time and date, because if you do decide to take it further, that sort of evidence is important to have.
So gather evidence. But what are the most common sort of cases you come across?
Quite often it's, unfortunately, it's teenagers who are posting unpleasant things about each other on the internet. And you often get calls from their parents who would like us to do something about it. You do quite often get neighbours who are in dispute as well, posting unfortunate things about each other as well, rather than they take it onto the internet rather than just dealing with it face to face.
So generally, the comments you have your attention drawn to is what has been said. Is it illegal? Does it fall foul of defamation or libel laws? Or does it tend to be less serious than that? And if it does, is there anything you can do about it?
Usually the postings that we're approached about are defamatory, and they would fall foul of libel if they have been posted on the internet and are untrue and are likely to cause people to think less of somebody, which an unpleasant comment about somebody which is untrue is bound to. That is illegal. Yeah. And unlawful. And that's the basis on which we would be, if a solicitor was involved, you would write to the person who had posted that particular comment and ask them to remove it from the website.
Is it a relatively simple process then to challenge a message like this?
The first step we would take after being provided with the evidence by a client would be to write a fairly simple, straightforward letter with that evidence, advising the person that we want them to take that post off the internet immediately, provide an apology and or a clarification directly to our client and post it on the internet, and also to provide us with a promise, which is known as an undertaking, which is a legal promise not to do it again. If they don't take those steps, if it's not done in a short time scale, then the next step would be to issue court proceedings and actually apply for an injunction.
I can imagine people listening to this and thinking in many cases it's better to sort this out yourself, and to run to a solicitor's maybe a bit of an overreaction. But I wonder, is it easy to underestimate how damaging a post on social media can actually be, and the impact it can have on you and the pain it can cause?
It certainly is. You're right in that it would be a good idea, if at all possible, to resolve these sorts of disputes without involving solicitors, because clearly solicitors will cost some money, and their involvement may possibly antagonise the situation if the person who has posted the comment takes a letter from a solicitor the wrong way. But my experience is that if you do get solicitors involved after attempting to resolve it, then it usually has the desired effect in that people will, once they receive a solicitor's letter, take the steps that we've asked them to take.
If you do get to that stage then, and a solicitor's letter is sent and that has no impact, i.e. they keep the message online, it's still available for people to read, what's the next step? What happens then?
There are a couple of things we can actually do. One of them is to write to the website operator, so whether it's Facebook or Twitter or any other form of, or whichever form of social media it is, we can write direct to them to ask them to remove the postings, or even to provide us with details of the person who has made the postings, because sometimes it's not, you're not able to tell who exactly that person is. They are reluctant to get involved often, so you may even have to apply to court for an order to get them to provide that information. You could also contact search engine providers like Google to ask them to remove the search from their operator so that it doesn't come up so often. But ultimately, if you can't sort things out directly with the person and the letter doesn't work, then your next option is to issue court proceedings.
And how many as a proportion of cases do end up in court proceedings?
In my experience, I've only ever dealt with two, the way I actually have to take it. And this is over the course of the last 5 to 10 years.
Final point, I guess it might be in common parlance that people refer to social media. You can't police social media. It's like the Wild West. You often hear that description. Is what you do an example that actually you can police things to a degree, and there is perhaps more protection than people might realise?
Yeah, you can police it. It's just not policing in the sense that we would, conventional style. So that the point being that it's it can be done. It's not straightforward. But and the other thing is that it will cost you some money if you want to get solicitors involved dealing with it, which obviously if you get the normal police involved then it doesn't do that, it doesn't cost you directly, so it's, you can do things about it, and as I say, we get several calls a week about this type of thing, and more often than not we're able to resolve it without taking it any further than a simple letter.
Steve, if this chimes with anyone listening to this and they want to get hold of you to find out more, how do they contact you?
They can contact me by phone on 01423 789 055 or by email. And my email address is stephen@newtons.co.uk.
Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.